Welcome to No Longer Conformed, my online preaching and teaching ministry. We're studying the book of Matthew, the study which I've entitled The First Gospel. In this session, we'll be looking at Matthew chapter 4, verses 1 through 11, a test of commitments. Let's look at those verses. First of all, let's look at verses 1 and 2 of Matthew chapter 4. And then Jesus was led up by the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted by the devil. And when he had fasted 40 days and 40 nights, afterward he was hungry. Consider the temptations of Jesus Christ and keep in mind four factors. The temptations followed Jesus' baptism. But a question, how will we live out our new lives as believers? The Holy Spirit led Jesus into the wilderness. God will be with us in all our trials. The identity of God's Son was never in question. At issue was how he would express it. He was human, capable of sin. He's divine, incapable of sin. Adam was human. Jesus is human and divine. Hebrews chapter 4, verse 15 says, "For we do not have a high priest who cannot sympathize with our weaknesses, but was in all points tempted as we are, yet without sin." Jesus' ability to identify with all our weaknesses is in the human reality that he could be tempted, not in whether he's capable of sin or not. And the Lord triumphed and began his ministry. And so we have hope of overcoming and then serving. The scene, 40 days in the wilderness by the Holy Spirit's leadership, praying and fasting, communicating with the Father regarding his ministry. Satan always attempts to turn times of decision to his advantage. He tried to get Jesus to take a detour from God's plan. When did he come? At Jesus' point of weakness. And our text records three methods that Satan used and uses to get God's servants off track. First of all, Satan's method is emphasizing the needs of the flesh. Verse 3. Now when the tempter came to him, he said, "If you are the Son of God, command these stones to become bread." The devil's attack was an attempt to get Jesus to meet physical needs, the very center of his ministry. That's a great strategy. I mean, what are the dynamics of this first temptation? It begins with focusing on people's genuine needs, and it leads to treating them as the ultimate need. Satan tried to get Jesus to act as if food was the most important thing. And Jesus overcame that first temptation by preaching the gospel of the kingdom. Verse 4. But he answered and said, "It is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God." So Satan's method is emphasizing the needs of the flesh. Second, Satan's method is casting the lure of sick religion. Look at verses 5 and 6. Then the devil took him up into the holy city, set him on the pinnacle of the temple, and said to him, If you are the Son of God, throw yourself down, for it is written, He shall give His angels charge over you, and in their hands they shall bear you up, lest you dash your foot against a stone. Satan's first attempt failed, so what's next? Doing God's word is more important than food. What better place than right here? Psalm 91, verses 11 and 12. For He shall give His angels charge over you, to keep you in all your ways. In their hands they shall bear you up, lest you dash your foot against a stone. Here, Jesus, let God's word be your guide. Just leap off this pinnacle. You have God's protection, promise of protection, so go ahead and jump. Listen, this is sick religion. It has four characteristics. It's always self-glorifying. It's always God-dishonoring. It's always miracle dependence, and it's always scripture abusive. And we see so much of it today in the world parading as Christianity. Satan quoted much of the faith religion, name it and claim it, is this sick religion. Satan quoted Psalm 91 to build his argument. He ignored its context and meaning to use it for his own purposes. And Jesus declined the offer. Verse 7. Jesus said to him, as written, you shall not tempt the Lord your God. Why is sick religion such a lure? Well, it offers instant gratification. It leaves us in charge. We manipulate God to get what we want. And it appeals to our sin nature. Just enough religion then to feel good. Just enough religion to look good. Just enough religion to do good. A safe distance from God with no danger of change. And third, Satan's method is stirring the desire for power. Verses 8 and 9. Again, the devil took him up on an exceedingly high mountain and showed him all the kingdoms of the world and their glory. And he said to him, all these I will give you if you will fall down and worship me. Two of Satan's best temptations failed with Jesus. He had to change his strategy. No more cleverness, no more deception. The devil went straight to the bottom line and offered Jesus the best he had, power. But at a huge price. Power gives us the opportunity to rule others. Ruling for the sake of ruling. This desire is never satisfied. Power promises an easy way to success. Painless gain with no cost. This cheapens people's motive for response. Power offers resources to do good, helping people without hindrance or opposition. Compassion makes it appealing. But power carries a high price. Jesus would have to reject God's plan of ministry through servanthood. He would have to turn from God to Satan. Listen, if you use Satan's tools, you pay his rental fees. Jesus refused the devil's offer in no uncertain terms. Look at verses 10 and 11. Then Jesus said to him, away with you, Satan. For it is written, you shall worship the Lord your God, and him only you shall serve. Then the devil left him, and behold, angels came and ministered to him. He made the clear decision to worship God only, choosing God's way of ministry, which is servanthood. You and I are called to do the same. You have a great day.